Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to strap our boots on. This is the perfect day to die. Wipe the blood out of our eyes. In this life there's no surrender, and there's nothing left for us to do. Find the strength to see this through.
Hello, folks, and thank you once again for coming to Bard's Logic Political Talk, part of the growing conservative conversation and also part of the Patriot Journalist Network. And you can find more of us on the Patriot Journalist Network by going to www.patriotjournalist.com and join our Twitter group. And you also check out the Bard's Logic Political Talk website by going to www.bardslogicpoliticaltalk.com, and also check out, of course, the different pages on there, as well as our Give page, which you can find some wonderful organizations to give your precious treasures to. We really appreciate it, and I'm sure the organizations will appreciate it as well. So thank you for coming to the show, and tonight we have a very special guest with us, and that is a Crystal Barger, and she will be talking about the Kelsey Ray Project, a salvation ministry from tragedy. And, of course, callers and chat participation are welcome. So, of course, come talk with the host, our guests, panelists, and other audience members. And, of course, all mics do stay open, so you can join our roundtable discussion after our interviews. And as I said earlier, tonight, Bard's Logic welcomes Crystal Barger. He's the co-founder of the Kelsey Ray Project. And the Kelsey Ray Project's mission is to, and we'll talk more about and elaborate more on this as well through the interview, is to spread the Word of God through the life and testimony left by Kelsey Ray Barger. Their goal with the Kelsey Ray Project is to spread the Word of God through their powerful story and message. And they ask if you would like this message to be shared at your church or youth group, please to contact them. And I'm sure we'll have some contact information that we'll hear later on tonight. And, of course, they would love to the opportunity to share it. So maybe while you're listening tonight, open up another browser and check out their Facebook page. And that's, of course, just put in the search engine Kelsey Ray Project, which you would spell it K-E-L-S-I-E. RAE and Project. So check that out. So we'll hear more about it tonight, but first we will bring on our special guest tonight, and that is Crystal Barger. Thank you very much for coming to the show. How are you?
I am fine. Thanks for having me, Robert. I appreciate it.
Oh, great. It's great to have you on. We normally talk about, of course, as with the name of the show, politics here, but my audience as well as myself do enjoy to step away from it for a little while to have shows such as these on, which really brings another importance to our audience, because there's definitely more things, and in my opinion, even more things more important than politics in life. So I know there's some folks who are listening for us to get started. So I will go ahead, and I see we've got two of our panelists on here. One is listening in. We'll also have you too, Kelly. And we'll be bringing you into the show as well, just in case if you have any comments or questions for Crystal tonight. So we'll go ahead and start off. Start us off with telling us the story of Kelsey Ray. And, you know, we've talked, you know, off the air, you know, about this. And so tell us about her separation from the church and how she began first by looking to bringing in those normally seen as being outside of the church. And tell us what happened.
Well, a couple years ago, Kelsey came back from youth camp and professed in front of the church that she was called into the music ministry. And anyone that knew Kelsey knew she was very talented in the arts, not only with being able to draw and the computer graphics part, but she had a beautiful voice and was very musically inclined. Just like for Satan to do this, as soon as you profess to be a warrior for God or step out and work for God, he is going to come at you with all he has. And she did get involved with some kids that basically pulled her away from the church. But I know that in the back that she knew right from wrong, but just like any kid or any human, we do have a human side. And she got away from that. And what she did is she told her dad that her ministry wasn't inside the four walls of the church. And if you knew Kelsey, the one thing that I learned from Kelsey is a lot of us look at the outside appearance of someone, and we will pass judgment based on how someone looks. And Kelsey did not do that. She didn't look down upon someone because of how they looked, of any tattoos, any pierce, or anything of that nature. She looked on the inside, and she was trying to reach those that typically wouldn't come to the church, that she wanted to reach those outside the church, spread the word of God, and bring them in. And from her visitation, you could tell she had did that because there were all kinds of individuals and walks of life that came through those church doors that Monday night.
Indeed, and indeed, part of the story is she did move back. And what do you believe was the impetus to her return?
Bottom line, I know it was God and the Holy Spirit. Kelsey, again, knew right from wrong, and she just, I just think through different actions of her life, God started working within her, and she knew that. And she even made a comment to our youth pastor one Wednesday night that she knew she had gotten away from God and she didn't know how to get back. And she had taken these little steps and little decisions, moved her away from doing the right things. And what Brandon told her is just as you had made those little steps to get away, you make those little steps to get back.
Got it. And one of the things what we do here on the show is if you hear some pauses, I multitask while I'm on there because I'm looking at things on Facebook and Twitter and things of that nature. People, you know, put comments in chats or send me small messages, things of that nature. So you need to bear with me if you hear a little bit of silence there. And we do have, as I said, some more folks who'd like to chime in, but we'll continue on. So, and I understand that some of this may be tough to talk about, and I apologize if that becomes the case. I know not only for the listeners, but of course yourself as well. There's a lot of emotion involved in this. So, that being said, can you tell us about the final weeks of her life, and what was she doing to bring herself back into the church?
I think the pivotal moment was what I just said is the conversation with Brandon, who is our youth pastor at our church, that she just started making little decisions. And you could, from her, the family perspective anyway, we could really see a change in Kelsey because she was 18 when she went home to be with the Lord. And we've all been there and we've all done that, that when we turned 18, we knew everything. Our parents knew nothing. And, you know, what's the story that hire a teenager now, why they know everything. But Kelsey started to realize that some of the things that we had said as her parents and the older ones in her life, that things that we had said that we weren't just full of it, that we knew what we were talking about, and she really started to mature. You could tell there was a maturity in her, in her decisions, and the way our relationships with family started to improve, and the old Kelsey that we had seen that had gone to that youth camp was resurfacing. And the Kelsey that had gotten involved with a bad crowd was starting to go away. And so we were just thrilled, and we could see that she was taking those little steps, and those little steps were making turning into big strides for her.
Indeed, and part of that was some of the things you've seen is the flyer that she made. So if you can tell us more about that, because I know that's one of the focal points of the Kelsey Ray Project surrounds the flyer. There's a lot of importance in that and the circumstances surrounding the flyer. So tell us a little bit about that.
I think the flyer was also a pivotal part in her coming back because my husband and I, we had some friends over from church. And, Kelsey was very talented, and I have in our dining room a picture she had drawn of, I think, a singer in a group called Paramore. And we were talking, sitting around the table, talking about the kids, and I was talking about Kelsey and how she was going to college and what she was going to college for. And I mentioned to our friend that and pointed to this picture that she had drawn that. And at that point in time when he had seen that, he had shared with us that God had been dealing with him on an outreach with our church with some sort of flyer, but he had never moved on it. And as we were talking, he later came to me and told me that God spoke to him and he wanted Kelsey to create the flyer for our church as this outreach ministry. So probably about 4 weeks prior to her death, she started working on this flyer. And basically it was telling her story. And if you go to the Facebook page, a copy of the flyer is there. Because the first line of the flyer says, "Does going to church save you?" And there is a graphic she picked of a young lady with a halo with short hair. Well, for years, Kelsey had very long hair, beautiful hair, and 2 weeks prior to her death, she got her hair chopped off and donated her hair to Locks of Love. Well, this graphic and the hair cut style on this graphic she picked was very similar to Kelsey's haircut when she had had it chopped off. The second line of the flyer says, "Does having a driver's license make you a good driver?" And the graphic she picked there was a head-on collision. And Kelsey was killed in a car wreck. Not necessarily head-on, but a car wreck nonetheless. She was hit driver's side by a full-size SUV. So without her knowing it, she was telling her story because she became an angel and was killed in a car wreck. And God's fingerprint is all over this flyer. Those are two examples. The third example is a few years ago, a fellow church member told our pastor that we needed a new church logo. And he really wasn't sure what it needed to be, but he knew there needed to be a golden road going up to the church doors, the church house doors. When Kelsey first showed me the flyer, there's this line going up the middle to the church house doors, and I didn't get the gist of that. But when the pastor saw the flyer, he gasped, and I said, "What?" And then he told me that story, that Kelsey had this yellow road or this golden road going up the middle of the flyer to the church doors. And she knew nothing of that conversation, and that's just further evidence that God was working through her through this flyer. The other neat part, I guess you could say, about this whole thing is Kelsey was killed October 24th, 2013. She emailed me the completed flyer at 10:19 that morning. Unbeknownst to our family that our life would be forever changed because she died 6:25 that night. And
wow.
Everybody has their own opinion, but to me, it was like as soon as she finished this flyer, took her home and said, okay, your mission is complete. You need to come home now. And the flyer is being utilized not only by our church as an outreach, because the gentleman that got her to do this has already used it as an outreach ministry, but I do know that in my husband's line of work, he was talking to an individual and was able to share her story and pulled out a copy of the flyer. And the young man told my husband, he goes, oh my gosh, I've seen that flyer. And the H2O ministry at the University of Cincinnati, I know, is using this flyer. So the flyer is being used by different ministries to tell the salvation story of Jesus Christ.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that for the audience and frankly myself, on how they're using it to tell that the story?
You use it as a tool because of the different points that she has on the flyer. For example, the first line that I said, that does going to church save you? And no, going to church doesn't save you, no more than if you go sit in a garage, does it make you a car? And it's just trying to use the flyer in a very basic way to reach people to spread the word of God and his saving grace and his salvation message that Jesus Christ did die on a cross for our sins.
Okay, and then shortly afterwards, you started the Kelsey Rae Project. Tell us how that began.
The Kelsey Rae Project actually began by our pastor, because the Sunday after her death, it was ironically, it was Youth Sunday. Once a month, our youth group basically takes over the church service. And because Kelsey was basically commissioned to create this flyer, in her memory, the pastor of our church, Vernon Williams, dubbed the name of the flyer the Kelsey Rae Project. So that's how it began, is through her death that this flyer was created, and we hope to continue keeping her memory and her life alive through this flyer and spreading the word of God.
Definitely, that's what, you know, we touched on, you said, you know, the mission, and that's the mission of the project. But one of the questions is, you know, why is it described as a, explain to us why it's described as a salvation ministry?
It's described as a salvation ministry because, again, it's a tool to use to spread the word of God and the story of how God sent his son Jesus to earth to as a sacrifice for our sins, that Jesus went to the cross willingly to die for you and me and everybody on this earth, and that accepting that gift is 100% a choice. It's not a browbeaten thing that we want to use the flyer to basically browbeat someone. We just want to use it to open a door conversation. And it's actually already done that. It's been a door. Her life and her testimony and has already opened doors, and people have come to know Christ through this flyer and through her life since God took her home.
And before moving on, I want to see Harriet is in the chat, as well as we've got a lot of folks that they signed in the chat, as well as Cindy and Holly. Welcome to the show. And I want to, of course, thank for them for sharing the link out to the show as well. And also, Arlene, if you're out there listening, I would like to thank you as well for sharing the link out to everybody. I believe Harriet went to your Facebook page there for the Kelsey Ray Project and shared the link from there. So I'd like to put out a thank you for them. And so what is your hope for the future of the Kelsey Ray Project? Where would you like to see in its influence?
Well, we have great expectations. And actually, our desire and our goal, and I think some of this has already been achieved, is that this flyer reaches beyond the four corners of the United States, that it goes all the way around the world and back again, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, and that it doesn't just stop in 3 months or 6 months, that through this project and through spreading the word and through sharing her testimony, that this flyer just continues to be used by different ministries, different youth groups. I've had opportunities to share it with people within my industry about Kelsey, because, again, she was 18 when she passed away, and we've all been there, and we think we're invincible when we're kids, and we really don't appreciate life or appreciate people the way we really should. So we want this project to go way, way into the future. I don't want a time limit. I want it to go on forever, actually, beyond when I'm gone off of this earth, that it's just through her life and through sharing her life and her testimony and what happened to her, that maybe it will change what someone does. That, and then also sharing the word of God, that either a seed is planted, watered, or bloomed, and someone comes to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior.
It's definitely a compelling story, you know, just with the timing, as you said, with everything and how things, you know, developed, and, you know, with the timing of the email and the accident, things of that nature, and, you know, and all that's involved. But there's also of course, in honor of Kelsey as well, is there's a fundraising aspect to the project, and that's type of a scholarship that the Kelsey Ray Project is building. What is the scholarship? What does it go to, and what are its goals?
The scholarship was set up in honor of Kelsey, of course. She attended Butler Tech in Southern Ohio, which is a vocational school, the last 2 years of a student's high school years. And she was going for commercial arts, and she went to college at a small school in Kettering, Ohio, called SAA School of Advertising Art. And the scholarship has been set up in her name for anyone that is attending Butler Tech, that they can apply for this scholarship to help with their college costs and reducing those. And what we've decided to do is the students that have been accepted to SAA from Butler Tech, that they will create a flyer, not necessarily a salvation flyer, but a flyer of some sort, and then basically write an essay as to the meaning of their flyer. And people have donated money direct to the school, and I have that information posted on the Kelsey Ray Project Facebook page that you can send. If people wish, they can make a donation to the scholarship fund direct to the school. We've had T-shirt sales, and there's a picture of the T-shirt on the Facebook page also featuring, the front of the T-shirt features a self-portrait that Kelsey did of herself. And then on the back is a copy of the flyer that she created, and the flyer that's on the T-shirt is generic form. All the information that pertains directly to our church has been removed. So, and we've had other events to raise money to help other students that was in the same shoes as Kelsey, because we know that that's what she would want to do. Because once Kelsey got into the Butler Tech program, she blossomed. And again, her skills and her talent was amazing. And when she loved her Butler Tech School, her teachers, and she just loved SAA. And I know that if she could look down and see that everybody's wearing these T-shirts with her picture on it, she would just be loving it because she did like to be the center of attention also.
Got it. And so, you know, there's the Facebook page, which I direct folks to. And, of course, that's for the all the Facebook users out there. Just go to the search engine, type in Kelsey Rae Project, and that's K-E-L-S-I-E, and then Rae, R-A-E, and, of course, Project. Check it out. Like their page. See what they're about. And then, of course, you know, contribute where you can. Also, you will find shortly, within the next couple of days, on the Bard's Logic Political Talk website, I will be providing links for the Facebook page as well as off the air. Crystal, if you'd like to send me some links or what have you where people can send donations directly, I could put that on the Bard's Logic Political Talk website as well on our Give page. So is there any other places where folks can go to get information or contact information, maybe an email address or something of that nature? Or
pretty much if they just go to the Kelsey Rae Project, they could send me a message through there. I've had several people send me messages through that project, people that have known Kelsey just sending us messages about how Kelsey touched their lives and how much they loved her. And some of these people only met Kelsey once, and that's the impact that she made on these people. And that's the impact we want to make with people, is to carry this legacy on of her life and the flyer that she created for God's Word.
And I've got a question here from Cindy Todd. She's in the chat, but she's also one of our panelists here on the show. And she's asking about a scholarship for students who want to major in music ministry, since that's what she felt called to do?
We haven't talked about that, but that may be something we would consider. She was really, again, the graphic arts is what she was going to school for, and she did what she could to get to college, and we know that she would be glad that if we would be able to help someone else. But that's a good suggestion of maybe setting up a second scholarship or using part of the money for someone that wants to go into the music ministry. We as her family will definitely talk about that.
Great. I'm sure I have some other questions or comments from one of our other panelists. We've got James Neighbors on the line. We'll be opening up your lines shortly, James. And I see you there as well, Kelly. If you'd like to chime in, just push, of course, the 1 on your number dial. And for anyone else out in the audience who would like to ask any questions or make some comments, or if you have any experiences of your own that you would like to share, you're welcome to do so by calling us here. The call-in number at 347-945-7428. Again, that's 347-945-7428. But at this time, I will open up the line to our second panelist here, and that's James Neighbors. Thank you very much for coming to the show. James, how are you?
I'm doing great, Robert. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing really well. Thank you very much for asking.
Oh, good, good. It's hard to even, you know, when you come across something, you know, like what happened like this, it's almost hard to come up with things to say. I mean, it's 18 is so young, you know, and in regards to what you said earlier, and of course we're all familiar with that, is, you know, when we're that age, we feel like we're going to live forever, and it's just it's just amazing, you know, how, you know, I don't believe in coincidences, you know, I really don't. I mean, things happen for a reason, and you know, this the way that what she did, you know, just before that day, you know, with that car accident. And the way it's you know, the way it's helped so many other people is just, it's, you know, things like that don't happen by mistake. You know, they don't happen by chance. And it's, wow. I mean, it's just, you know, I really have, I've been sitting here just kind of absorbing what you're saying, and it's just, it's hard to really find words to do justice for it. And I just, you know, it's, I appreciate what, you know, that, you know, more than you really, I can express that, you know, what she's done has been able to reach out to so many other people. And it's really, I think that's the important thing, you know, for our lives here is to touch other people in a positive manner. And the fact that, you know, she was able to do so at such a young age, I just, wow. I mean, and, you know, I mean, I hope that it, you know, it continues. And like you said, I hope it goes on forever because, you know, this world needs inspiration and things like that, you know, people to be, you know, to look up to. And you know, we really, you know, you've got something like that. You know, you've given, it's, that was a terrible thing to happen. You know, I've got a 22-year-old daughter and I can't even imagine what things must be like with, you know, what you've been through. But, you know, it's, you know, thank the Lord that what good is, you know, what that you, that it's turned out, you know, the way it did. I mean, you know, you can never find the right words to console what you've gone through, but, you know, the fact that she's touched so many other lives, you know, even in her absence, is just, I'm in awe, and thank you, and thank her, and thank God, and I mean all of that very literally.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's the point of, you know, bringing that in. I know a lot of the folks in the audience, you know, adhere to those, you know, those beliefs and feel strongly about them. So I thought it'd be, you know, of course, you know, good for them. And, you know, every once in a while, we talk a lot about politics here, James, but every once in a while, you know, as I said earlier, I think before you came onto the show, that we'd like to, you know, bring some other things in that, you know, that's outside of politics, and of course, you know, that's outside of, you know, what the audience wants to hear, things of that nature. Because, you know, I consider the show, you know, you've heard me say it, you know, the grassroots We the People show. It's your show, it's the audience show. So, if people have things that they want to hear and come on to the show, of course, they're welcome to do so. But you know, and then there's, you know, ways that we could, you know, share this out, and of course, for people who are new to the show, and thank you very much for coming tonight, is there's ways to share this by, you know, as we just did here, and to get people to the show, to the live version, is to share the link. One of the things to let people know is that all these shows are archived for later, well, I almost said viewing, but later listening. So if there's folks out there who are listening live, and you like to share the show with other people, just send them the link, and actually the shows can be downloaded. You can actually download it as an audio clip, too, and people can listen in on their tapes, CDs, things of that nature. So it's a good medium in order to share information and, you know, to share the content. So, James, did you have any questions that you had for her to add on to, for Crystal to add on to, with what you said tonight, or?
No, not right now. I'm sure I'll have something here in a little bit. You know, like I said, my daughter's only 22 years old, and this is just, it's taken my brain a little bit to just let it all soak in. I mean, you know, it's a, you know, what everything that was described, I mean, it just kind of hit me on a very personal level. And I mean, it's just, I can imagine a lot of things, and I, you know, yeah, just give me just a little bit, and I'm sure I'll
No,
have
that's
something.
Fine. No, I appreciate it. Like I said earlier, you know, there's definitely, you know, a lot of emotion involved. I mean, because now there was, you know, literally, Crystal was literally, you know, at her wake or funeral and stuff, literally hundreds and hundreds of people there, right?
Yeah. Her visitation, we wanted, basically, we did not want her death to be in vain. We wanted lives changed. And the goal from the moment was to keep her story alive and to spread the word of God. And we actually, she was killed on a Thursday, and her visitation and funeral was on Monday. And North Fairfield Baptist, near where we live, which is not our home church, was just amazing because they did allow us and they opened their doors without hesitation because they have a rather large sanctuary. And we probably had 1,200 to 1,500 people come to her visitation from 3 to 7. And I know the sanctuary was full for her service at 7 o'clock. And the flyer was shared and the story, the word of salvation, the plan of salvation was shared with the congregation. Because as I said earlier, you could tell by the many different facets of life that showed up there that she reached many, many people. And you know, a lot of the RT community can be a little different in their appearance, and I'm not saying anything bad about that. That's just the way it is. But it was awesome to see so many young people come and pay their respects. Because the other side of this story that I really haven't touched on, and I'll do that now, is we do know Kelsey was on the phone when she was killed. We do not know, and we probably will never know, the true reasoning of why she went left of center. But the other side of this story that we share when we go and share it with other youth is, you know, 20 years ago we were able to live without a cell phone, and we can go from point A to point B again without being distracted by that phone in the car, whether it's through texting, and I praise God she was not texting, but I do know she was on the phone. But just don't worry about that phone when you're driving. You know, wait till you get to your destination, and if you can't wait, then pull over, because it's not worth it. And the other side of this, the one thing that our entire family learned is you truly never know that when you leave for work in the morning or for school or just to run across the street to the grocery store, if you're going to come back home. And if there's anything else I could tell with people is let people know you love them. And if families have a grudge against each other, sort it out now, because once they're gone, you can't sort it out. It's too late then. And it really has put things in perspective that what used to be a big deal to me isn't such a big deal anymore. And 18 is young.
Very.
But
well,
I am just so thankful I'm just so thankful that God has opened so many doors that he has. And just looking forward to many more doors, because the other side of this is if anyone would like us to share her story and this flyer to their youth group, we would more than welcome that opportunity. Because, again, if we can save a life by having someone put down a phone or giving them eternal life through life in Jesus, that's the goal.
Well, I'm just thinking here, because I didn't know that information either, and I wouldn't even begin to think to ask, you know, who was on that other line. But I mean, I can't imagine what the person on the other line has. I mean, that's my initial reaction is hearing this is, you know, how the person on the other line must have felt being on the line when that happened. I just, wow, that's unfathomable. But anyway, while I recover from that, I'm going to go ahead and bring our third panelist here on tonight to the show, and that is Kelly Mordecai, which you can – oh, there you are, Kelly. Thank you very much for coming on the show. How are you?
Okay, this is pretty – well, I was kind of tugging at my heartstrings here to hear the loss of your child. That's got to be one of the hardest things to go through. Most people don't – I mean, most people outlive their kids, so it's really – but I'm looking forward to seeing this artwork she put together. I guess somebody was kind of asking, you know, what is salvation? I just wanted to throw something out that kind of why us Christians are really big on this salvation thing and the importance of such a beautiful artistic poster as you're describing, because we have to attract, the key word is attract people to this message. I mean, it's real simple. In the Garden of Eden, life was awesome and great, and there was the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, and that was God's signature, if you will, of freedom. You know, love always offers a choice, and hey, Adam and Eve, don't eat that fruit. When you do, you'll have death, which is spiritual death. And basically, God had to put that there so they could freely choose to walk away from God. And they chose it, and here we are in the world we are today. And yet, God wanted to bring us back to himself. And so that's where Christ was involved in this. It connects our hearts back to God, to Christ. Now, this message, again, God is a God of incredible liberty and freedom. He will freedom into every fiber of creation. And so attractive pieces, like what Kelsey did, is just one of many ways God is trying to gently get our attention. So I compliment her mother here on just helping people see this and the beauty and utilize the attraction for that purpose. Other than that, I really don't have much more to say.
Well, go ahead, Chris, if you have any comments or, you know, either James or Kelly has made, go ahead. As we say here on the show, the floor is yours.
I'm actually Kelsey's stepmom. I do not want to take credit away from her actual mother, but I have been very blessed that I married Kelsey's dad, although I never considered her a stepdaughter in that form. I just want to make sure that credit is due where it belongs. So, and you're right, Kelly, that everything's a choice. And we can choose whether to accept this message of salvation and or not. And it basically comes down to faith. And I know here in Cincinnati last week there was a big debate between Bill Nye and Ken Ham.
Oh,
and like
yeah.
I said, it basically comes down to it doesn't matter what science says or doesn't say. At one point, we're all going to die. And it's at that point in time that we will find out if what we believe is truth or fiction. And this it won't matter what the science said or says or doesn't say. So everything is a choice. And Kelsey didn't make some good choices, but we all have made bad choices. But the one thing I do know without a shadow of a doubt that she did come back to God. She is walking on streets of gold. And I think it was James said earlier that about coincidences, and I don't believe in coincidences either, that everything is for a divine purpose. We may not understand it. I don't understand why he took my daughter. I mean, I could understand why he wants her, but why he didn't let her live on this earth longer, because she was so young. But Kelsey confessed to have a ministry, and even though she's not on this earth physically to do it, she did leave something behind that allowed her ministry to go on.
No, very well said. And I see we have someone else on the line who'd like to chime in, and we will be bringing you in. But first I wanted to see if you wanted to add anything, James or Kelly, before I bring him in.
Well, I just, you know, the one thing that came to mind, you know, when you, you know, I can't remember the exact saying, but it's what we leave behind, you know. And as parents, you know, as a parent, you know anybody that's got children understands that it's not really what we notice when we're here, but what others notice when we're gone that's important. And you know, it's and it's really, you know, she's done the biggest thing really any of us could have done, and that's had a lasting positive influence and effect on other people's lives here. And really, if that's what if everybody that lived could say the same thing, this world would be a wonderful, wonderful place. And, you know, but, you know, why, I mean, you know, only God knows, you know, because he knows everything. But, you know, I mean, that's the most important thing I feel like that all of us should strive for. And you know, she met that goal. And maybe that was, you know, with the positive influence that she's had on so many other people. You know, I mean, she's done so much more than so many other people. And, you know, and while you could never really, I don't know, it's just hard for me to think about something like this. I can't even imagine. It's just, you know, but she had, you know, she's affected so many other people in such a positive way, and we should all be so lucky that we could do so. And that's kind of where I'm at an end for right now, Robert.
I appreciate it. And it reminds me, you know, I'm a big, I really love history. One of the parts is, you know, researching the Alexander the Great and things of that nature, and the movie that they made about him, probably one of the most recent ones. And it just reminds me of a quote from there. It says, you know, we all come to our end, but the only thing that matters is what we've done. And so that's kind of a, you know, quote I try to live by. But also, we want to bring it over to you, Kelly. Just any comments you'd like to make. Before we bring, we've got a 513 on the line, and we'll be bringing you in shortly, you know, after Kelly, if you've got any comments. Okay, Kelly may have sent away or something, or maybe it's Mike. I know last time you were on,
Robert,
Kelly, we had some. Oh, there you go,
sorry,
bud.
I'm sorry, I had a cough come in.
I know that happens with you.
Yeah, you know, I was watching the movie the other night. In fact, it was last night. It's called Ironclad, and it's how the barons of England got the king to sign the Magna Carta, and then there was a second war after where King John was going after the barons who signed it. And in the movie, there was a Catholic priest, if you will, who was trying to make peace at one of these castles where King John was visited. Well, the king just ripped his tongue out. And he was an older priest, and he was one of the Knights Templar got him out of the castle and got him to safety. But he died in the knight's arms. And this knight stood up and said, "In every life there is worth. In every death there is worth. And I will see this now." And it was a very compelling scene about how life and sometimes death is very reflective. And we can definitely have an impact whether we live or whether we die. And, you know, this is just a hard one. And my heart's a little bit wrenching here, and I don't know what else to say right now.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's different for us. It's this kind of thing, and I'm not trying to sound, you know, generalistic, but at least for some of us guys, we have a hard time, expressing it when these things come out. I know I sometimes, have some difficulty as well. But at this point, we will bring in a caller, and if anyone else would like to chime in or listen to the show on the line, you could do so by calling in to 347-945-7428. Again, that's 347-945-7428. And so we'll get this call in, 513. Thank you for calling into the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And if you could just give us your name before I don't quit calling you 513, I appreciate it.
Yeah, my name is Brandon. I'm actually the youth
Brandon?
Pastor of Kelsey Ray.
Oh, okay, great. Awesome.
Yeah,
good to have you call in. Thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity you're giving the Kelsey Ray Project. It is something that's very tough to go through. Of course, she wasn't my daughter or anything like that, but it's always a hard situation when you go through these things. And I just wanted to call and kind of honor Kelsey because she absolutely made me a better youth pastor because of her. What I appreciated about Kelsey was you was never going to just tell her something and her listen to you because you say so. She always searched for the truth. And she always, she made me dig deeper than, all of the young people that I deal with, they add to me and they make me dig deeper, but she made me dig so deep. And I appreciated that she never just took your word for it. She wanted to know the truth. And the thing that she was able to do that I've not been able to do just yet is we're talking about it. That's the major thing is we're talking and we're giving opinions and we're learning, and it's opened up a door to where we can just discuss these things. And I wasn't going to let an opportunity go by without telling Crystal and everyone listening that Kelsey touched my life like no one else has so far. And that was probably the worst phone call I've ever got, and it definitely taught me, it just made my ministry even better learning through that experience, and that was one of the hardest things I've ever been through. And, like I said, she was able to reach people, young people like I can't reach. I mean, my phone was ringing off the hook with some of the friends that I've never met before calling because they just had questions. People, tend to take one side or the other, and they don't give too much thought. They decide where they stand, and that's about all that they think about it, and they don't want to always listen. But when something hits home that hard, you tend to want to find an answer to something, and it was very overwhelming, the amount of people that I didn't know that was calling me saying, "I don't know what to say or what to believe, but Kelsey trusted you, and so do I. I've got some questions that I don't understand." So she just touched my heart like no one else has.
Well, and that's powerful to have, kids like that, especially, in that point of of their life, you know, asking those types of questions and pondering that. And, you know, unfortunately, it sounds like it takes something of that gravity to bring that to the fore. But as Kelly said earlier, and I see that we may have lost his line, but we'll go ahead and hopefully, Kelly, if you're out there still listening, that you'll be able to call back in. I know he's having some possibly some phone problems here. But, yeah, as I was saying, you know, to bring it to the fore and get people to, you know, ask those questions and wonder in it. But as I was going to say, as Kelly said, even through – I believe that might have been you too, James, saying that there could be, you know, meaning even in death as well. And we do have another caller I'd like to bring in. It's another person from the area. And so we'll be opening up your mic here as well. So this is another 513 calling in. Thank you very much for coming to the show. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm actually Pastor Vernon Williams. I'm Crystal's and Kelsey's pastor.
Okay. And your first name again, sir?
Vernon Williams.
Vernon, okay. Thank you.
I just wanted to call in and kind of explain the Kelsey Ray Project on my view. I take no credit for anything that happened with that. It was God's divine purpose. But just like us as our church, we welcome anybody with any background. And Kelsey was one for sure that she opened her heart and mind up to those that other churches and other Christians would push aside and push away. Kelsey spent many days at my home, and we were very close to her. But her project is more than just a flyer. It's what she explained that she was leaving behind her as much as what she was leaving and led before her. So I just wanted to call and just thank Crystal for her boldness and you allowing her to be on the air. And it's a great opportunity for her and the Kelsey Ray Project, and we thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. Anytime, and just to reiterate, folks who are just now listening in to the show, come in. All these shows are archived, so if there's anything you missed in the first hour, then people can go back and listen to it as well. If you would like other people to hear the content, you can share the link with folks, and you can also, you know, download it to even smartphones, CDs, things of that nature, to listen to it later. And also, in the next couple of days, I will be putting a link to the Kelsey Ray Project on the Bard's Logic Global Talk website, and also if we can get a link to anything where people can donate or have any questions, I can put that on the Give page of the site as well. Of course, again, for those who have just come listen to the show, check out the Kelsey Ray Project on Facebook, whether you're listening to this live or on the archives later. Give it a check out, give it a like, and we'd appreciate it. And also, if they have any questions, you can contact them there. There is, of course, of all Facebook where you can send them a message. Or if you want to get some other contact information, you can go through the Bard's Logical Talk contact page to contact me as well. So I wanted to bring it back to you, Crystal, and I'm going to check on a message that I have here as well. So I'll be doing a little multitasking as I do here on the show. So go ahead, Crystal. You have the floor.
Well, again, I just really appreciate all the comments and for Brandon and Vernon calling in, because Brandon was right. Kelsey did not take it. It could be white. You could see it was white, but she would want to question if it was white and make sure it was white. And that's what made Kelsey Kelsey, that she was always challenging you and making sure that what she was told was true. And if she wasn't sure, she would check it out and research it for herself and reach out to other people and get their opinions and thoughts. And Vernon Drake, we're very close to their family, and she spent several days and times over there with his kids, and we are just so thankful that we have the church family that we have, because it's when this all happened, it was just amazing how God just poured the love and the people towards us to support us. And for my husband had said something that about Kelsey's ministry, that she was going to have a great ministry, and then all this happened, and she does have a great ministry. The thing is that God's plan isn't always our plan, and we thought that Kelsey's ministry would be Kelsey physically doing something, whatever that was, whether it was through the music or a combination of music and her graphic arts or whatever the case may be. But again, God had other plans. And again, I agree with James that the timing of the completion of the flyer and her death all on the same day. And the other ironic thing about all that is the morning of October 24th, I was actually attending a function here in Cincinnati that a local Christian radio station puts on as a pastor appreciation breakfast. So I was with a bunch of pastors that morning, unbeknownst that just in a few short hours, my world or our world as a family would be changed forever. But again, her legacy and her ministry continues beyond her physical life walking on this earth.
Well, and it's, you know, I think you brought that up, James, is, you know, not many folks, and I mean, let's just, you know, be honest and tell, you know, how it is. There's not very many folks, whether they're still here on earth or not, can say that, which is unfortunate. And you also said, James, that if, you know, more people were like that, then certainly the world would be a much better place. And speaking of that, James, I do, you know, we do our round table here. So I am bringing it back to you. And I talked to Kelly or chatted, and he had to go. But we always appreciate Kelly coming on. And of course, Kelly is one of our panelists here on the show. And you can also check out his website, which is thehiddenforestbranch.com, and is about the federal grand jury. And you can also find his book of the same name as well. So check it out, folks, and we'll be glad to hear from Kelly again. But go ahead, James, I want to swing things back to you.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, with, you know, yeah, how many people, I guess, you know, would you guess that, you know, the project is, you know, I guess you were saying something about helping with school and whatnot, didn't you?
Well, the money we raise through whether it's people donating in her memory after the funeral or just because of her touching their lives through the T-shirt sales, through the fundraising projects we had, there is a scholarship fund for those that will attend SAA School of Advertising Art from Butler Tech in Butler County, Ohio.
Okay, I wasn't sure how, you know, if it, you know, you never know, just as far as how far it's reached already. And, you know, I was just, you know, I guess, you know, I was curious just how many, you know, you've been able to help get, but I guess it's, you know, it hasn't really been long enough for anything like that.
As far as actual numbers, I know it's been over at least 1,500, 2,000 to be on the conservative side, because there was 1,200 to 1,500 people at her visitation, and the story of her life and the flyer was told there. It's used at the University of Cincinnati by a ministry there. I know it's reached to Tazewell, Tennessee, through an evangelist that we are friends with, and he actually runs the camp, the Christian camp, Ronnie Owens. Ministries is the camp where Kelsey went and then came back from to and confessed that calling her into the music ministry. I do believe it has made its way to Columbia or South America somewhere. And,
oh, wow.
I know that our niece, Kate Adams, will be going over to Europe or somewhere this summer, and I'm sure she will take a copy of it, if nothing else. I know she'll be taking her T-shirt. So it'll reach Europe if it already hasn't. But you know what? That's the one thing that you never know how many people something touches, or how your kindness can affect a person, or even your rudeness, how it can affect a person. But again, we're not looking for a pat on the back for ourselves. It's just keeping her memory alive and spreading the word of God. And again, if just one life is changed, and we already know that more than one life has been affected and changed, then it's been worth it. And I know a lot of people are probably surprised that I would say that, because our daughter was killed in a car accident. But again, her death wasn't in vain with lives being changed.
Yeah, certainly not, and certainly not. And you know, because one of the, I think, you know, just the way things happen, at least for me, and, you know, for the folks here who are, you know, familiar with myself and who are the regulars in here, you know what, you know, belief systems I follow, things of that nature, or have a good idea of it. I mean, it's still a very compelling story for folks, just, you know, the way things happen. You know, the timing of it all, things that I think that's an important part, at least in my opinion, on you know, on the message is just how things, you know, how things went. You know, with the flyer, the timing, and things of that nature. It does give folks something to think about, pause to think.
I completely agree with you, Robert, because as I said, that she would email it to me at 10:19 in the morning, and she was killed at 6:25 that night. And I know the timing of her death because she was on a cell phone, and I was able to look at her cell phone records, and she initiated a call at 6:04 that lasted 21 minutes. So, you know, it has forever changed our family's lives, because there's a big hole. There's someone missing.
Certainly.
But, again, we continue to keep her in our hearts, and we keep her alive through what she did leave behind. And just seeing how many people, again, that showed up at her funeral, and I still say and joke about it, that if she knew that all these people were walking around with her picture on the front of their T-shirts or their sweatshirts or whatever they're wearing, she would just love it. Because
yeah,
she did like to be the center of attention, and she would just think that was the greatest thing.
I think also, I mean, I've seen a video, and I hope I'm not speaking off turn, but I did see a video that it was shared with me, with her in it, and it kind of told, you know, part of the story of what you guys, you know, or her story with, you know, with moving away and then and coming back. I mean, it was all of it was pantomiming. There wasn't any, it was just all acting, all pantomiming. There wasn't any talking or anything of that nature. But you could see the story, you know, unfolding, you know, during the video, and you may be, you know, Christine, you may know what video I'm talking about. She was doing some kind of play or something of that nature, I believe, at one of the churches. I think that would also be something with some, you know, with a description and thing of that, with it, something. You ever consider posting that on your Facebook page?
I didn't remember what video you were talking about, but now that you went in, the more you talked about it, I do remember, because... And that's a great idea of posting that on the Kelsey Ray Project, and I'll have to look in and find the link to that video. But the video you're talking about is she was involved in a production at our church, and it basically was a fight between Jesus and Satan over this girl's life. And it started out where the girl was walking with Jesus, and every move Jesus made, the girl made the same move. So basically she was in sync with the life that God had for her. And you're right, it pretty much depicted her life, because then all of a sudden these outside elements of the world came into her path, and she started losing sight of God, and she got involved with different things. And then towards the end of this skit, you see that she is trying to get back to God, and that there is a fight, basically, for her between Satan and Jesus, and Jesus wins. She ultimately chose Jesus over the world, or Satan, and was reconciled. And that's a great idea, Robert. I'll have to find that and post that on our Kelsey Ray Project Facebook page, because when my husband Kane found that and showed it to me, it's one of those things that you knew she did, but you forgot she did it. And then when you watched it, was just kind of in awe of, again, how mm-hmm. she was telling her story, while she was, because she was the main character in the skit, how she was telling her story before she even knew she was telling it, just like she did on the flyer she created.
Yeah, as I said earlier tonight, very compelling stuff.
Well, she was very, again, didn't see people through stereotypes like most of us do. For example, when you see someone with a bunch of tattoos, most of us have an immediate opinion of that individual. And Kelsey didn't see the tattoos first. She saw the person first. And the tattoos just happened to be something that was on the person. And just like Brandon said earlier, that she did have a lot to teach and really touched lives in her short 18 years on Earth. And I was blessed to be part of 9 of them because I joined into the family when she was just 9 years old, and got to see her mature and change just like any other kid does. And it was a cool transformation. There was, it was challenging at times because teenagers will be teenagers, but through it all, had a heart of gold.
Yeah. mm-hmm. Yeah, my daughter's 11, so I've got those things that'll be coming up. With that, Darnell's going to say something. I just get thrown off. but I do have another caller, and hopefully I can think about what I was going to say. Crystal, sorry. But I do have another caller that I'd like to chime in, and I believe this is our panelist, Cindy Todd, calling in. Cindy, this is you, right?
Yeah, it's me. Hi.
Hi, Cindy. How are you? It's great to hear you on the show.
Well, I'm pretty good, but this has been a very emotional week, and this show isn't helping anything.
No, I'm sorry. I know you've been having that stuff going on in your week as well.
Nothing like what they have gone through.
It does put things in perspective. That's for certain.
Yeah. Well, God bless you guys. Anyways, by the way, I appreciate you sharing your daughter's story with us and giving us the opportunity to, think and examine our own lives and, just learn something from your daughter and from your experience. We appreciate that because it takes a very strong parent. I don't know that I would be able to do that. I really don't.
You and me both, Cindy. Go ahead.
It seems to me like the more you talk about it, the more you have to think about her, the more, I would like you'd have to put it out of your mind at certain points. Otherwise, you would just go crazy. I don't know how to, anyway, certain issues always come up. when a young person dies or a child dies, or anybody that people think is a really wonderful person and God takes them out of the world. And you know, the number one thing is always, why would God bring home such a young person before they've ever gotten a chance to fulfill his purpose or whatever, you know, life they had before them? And I may not be qualified to speak on this because I've never lost a child or a grandchild. I still have my mom and my dad, my sister, my brother. I haven't really lost a family member really close to me. But I did lose my very best friend, who was, in my eyes, a very mighty servant of God. She was in the music ministry of our church, and she was just an awesome mother, wife. She was, like, managed their business and everything, and she was just, well, to tell you a little bit about her, when I did her eulogy at her funeral, I equated her with the Proverbs 31 woman, and I went through the verses, and I showed how Miss Vicki was, each one of those things, and I could just kept thinking to myself, why would the Lord want to take someone who is so productive and so promising and had so much work to do yet in her life, and what are we all going to do without her? I mean, I've never had a friend like her since, and it's been almost 10 years, and I still cry. And so I can't even imagine what it would be like with one of my kids or, you know. So I really applaud you guys, and I think that you're doing something that not everybody can do. And we have to remember, yes, it's really hard on the ones left behind, but our loved ones, when they leave us, they are in such a much better place. It's a place where eye is not seen, ear is not heard, neither has it entered into the thought, the heart of man, the kinds of things that he has created for us and the things that are waiting for us, those of us that love him and are called according to his purpose. And she was obviously called according to his purpose. So it's kind of hard to... kind of hard to imagine why he would want to take somebody, but you have to think of the good things that happen when a person like that goes home to be with the Lord. You know, sometimes people who wouldn't normally question their mortality come face to face with it. People get saved, and people get careful, and people change their lives, and they stop addictions, and they change their lives because they've lost somebody. Sometimes those of us that are left behind, we decide to do more with our lives. We decide to make our whatever days we have left really count for the Lord. Sometimes it calls attention to safety issues, like what you guys are doing with Kelsey Ray Project and you know, cell phone usage and all that. It strengthens the spiritual condition of the families, the friends, because they have to go through this, and they actually go to God. They go to God, and they start spending more time with him, and they start trusting him, and they start laying their burdens on him. And so it just really sometimes improves the spiritual condition of so many people around the person who has gone to be with the Lord. So, you know, there's so many horrible things about it, and yet there's so many good things about it. And we certainly don't have to worry about Kelsey anymore. It's we left, those of us who are left behind are the ones who have to go about our lives and figure out, you know, what it is the Lord wants to teach us from all of this. But anyway, that's my two cents, and I just want to thank you again for what you're doing, and I hope and pray that hundreds, even thousands of kids will be led to the Lord. They'll change their lives. They'll pay attention to every day and not take things for granted, and spiritually, those that knew her. Anyway, those are the things that I'm hoping for you, hon, and thank you for sharing with us.
Well, thank you, Cindy. I appreciate that.
Well, definitely. And I, one of the things we do here on the show is, because, you know, not everyone, sometimes they'll call in, sometimes not, but I do draw things from the chat, and we've got one of our guests here, Holly Norris, in there, and she says, this is a bittersweet testimony with a powerful message. With God's divine intervention, a true miracle. I believe in miracles, and I believe Kelsey is in heaven and is in complete glory with God and loving and spreading God's word. We may leave God, but God never leaves us.
Amen. I completely agree with that statement. And I wanted to add one more thing, that Kelsey was, she leaves behind not only her parents, but two loving brothers that miss her greatly. She has a 15-year-old brother, Dylan, and then her mom had a third child, Gregory, who I think he's seven. So, you know, they too have a hole in their heart because their one and only sister is no longer with them. And if you go to the Facebook page, if you look at the banner picture, you'll see pictures of both Kelsey with long hair and her short hair, and then with her brothers. So, and you can tell that they were all very close. And I'm the youngest of seven, and there's only four of us remaining. So I know what it's like to lose a sibling, and unfortunately a child and a parent. And this, and the caller that said it earlier, you never expect to outlive your children. And getting the phone call that every parent dreads was, I'll never forget that phone call when it came in and the reaction, because it's just, as you, as a parent, as I say, it's the one phone call when our kids start driving or whatever, start spreading their wings, that, you know, it's kind of hard, to let them go, but you have to, because you can't keep them in the nest forever. You just pray that they do the right things, and in this case, it's not always just being a good driver. You got to be proactive and be on the outlook for everybody else too. And as I said, I'm not really, we'll never know exactly what happened. If it was she got distracted, if it was road conditions, if it was what it was, but you know, she does leave up behind, as I said, two brothers and cousins and aunts and uncles and grandparents that miss her greatly.
Well, indeed, yeah. I mean, you know, for myself, you know, I lost a parent. My mother passed away about 10 years ago. That was pretty tough for me. I'm very close to both my parents, but I was very close to my mom too, and then my ex-wife, we had a miscarriage on our first child, which was I guess 14 years ago. I can't believe it's been that long ago. You know, so I mean, I know what it is, but one of the questions that I'm going to ask, and I'm going to ask this for folks who because this is kind of off the cuff, so I'm going to apologize ahead of time for it. But for those who have experienced, you know, a kind of loss like this, whether it's a child or parent or best friend or loved one or what have you, is a lot of folks, you know, and they may have been folks who once trusted God, and something like that happened to be a big part of that trust going, you know, going away. What is it that, I don't know, this is where it's off the cuff, I don't know really how to word it, but how you can maintain that trust after something like that? I mean, what would you say to folks who would lose trust like that?
Well, Robert, the one thing that we have a misconception about is God never said life would be easy. And we have never been promised a certain number of days. And I just had some Facebook friends that she was pregnant with twins, and I don't know the exact story, but she came into complications. The babies were born and only lived a few hours. So just within the last week, this family had to bury two babies. And my heart broke for them because they only had, I don't know if it was minutes, hours, or what, that they got to, I don't even know if they got to hold their babies, that their babies were on this earth. We were fortunate that we had, well, for most of the family, they had Kelsey for 18 years. I had her for 9. And it comes down to, in my opinion, faith. Because we're all going to experience some sort of tragedy, some sort of loss. And again, I don't understand why, but I do know that anyone that knows how we as the parents feel is God. God gave his son Jesus willingly to die on a cross. Kelsey didn't suffer. Praise God, she died on impact. So there was no suffering. There was no, she wasn't in pain. She was here, and then she was gone, and she was in glory. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Jesus Christ suffered on a cross, and they mocked him, and they poked at him, and he had spikes driven through his the limbs of his body, his arms, and his feet. So it's a very personal thing, and you just... And again, I think the other part of it comes down to relationship. That Christianity, and I've gotten into debate with people over this, yes, it is a religion, but for me it's much more than that. It's a relationship. And through good times and bad, God never moves. And I think one of the callers said that earlier, but it's we that we can either walk right with him, or we can start straying off to the left or to the right. But he continues to walk the straight line. And all I can say is for those people that have suffered loss, and sometimes it's not loss, it can just be life in general, and they don't understand that, you know, just hang on. Dig deeper. Strive for a closer relationship with the Lord. And because you never know that so many times we give up and the blessing, or we were right on the cusp of coming out of the storm. But again, bottom line, it's faith and it's relationship. And again, he doesn't promise us a rose garden. It's not going to, Jesus was mocked. If you are true, and at church we're doing a study right now that it's called I'm Not a Fan. And basically you can be a fan of Jesus or you can be a follower. And a true follower is going to suffer persecution. They're going to be made fun of. But that's, you know what, that's okay because he did not experience anything different than I did. And if anything, he's probably experienced a lot worse than I have. And for the callers that have said that, you know, I'm not sure how this family does it or whatever, it's 100% God. Because I'm telling you right now, again, if when all this happened, had it not been for God and our church family, I don't know how we would have gotten through it. I don't know how people get through daily struggles without having God to rely on. I don't understand that. But that's me, and I'm not everybody else. And, I just pray that through our testimony or through Kelsey's life testimony and through this fire that there is a seed watered, planted, or bloomed into eternal life with him, because being a good person is not going to get you to heaven. You have to come and accept the gift of Jesus Christ dying on the cross. And it is a choice, because that's the other thing people say is, well, why would God send this person to hell? God doesn't send anybody to hell. It's a choice. We either choose God or we don't. And if we don't choose God, we don't choose heaven.
And James, we haven't brought you in for a while, so I wanted to take this time to go ahead and get you in.
Well, gosh, the whole time I've been sitting here listening to you talk, I mean, I'm kind of in a, don't let me in any way try to compare it to what you've gone through. I guess it's kind of fear, a fear of mine. And that's right now, it's because I'm actually estranged from my only child, my daughter. And, we had some differences about her boyfriend, and she moved in, and we haven't spoken in 2 years. And, it's not for lack of me trying to reach out. She's going through that phase where, when you're young like that, everything, and everybody else is wrong if they disagree with you. And she hasn't gotten over that yet. That's why it's been really hard for me to, find anything to say, because, I recently had to have neck surgery, and of course, every time you go under the knife and under general anesthesia, there's always that chance that you're not coming back. Obviously, I did, because I'm here talking to you, but, none of us knows if our next heartbeat is going to come, let alone, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 50 years from now. This whole thing has hit me on a very personal note, because, I have no way to get in touch with her. She cut off all contact with me, and, doesn't reply to emails. I know what town she lives in, but, how are you going to find somebody in a town in America if you don't know where they live? And I just hope that, that 2 years ago when we parted ways with her being very upset with me, that, I just hope that's not the last memory that, we end up, one of us ends up having of the other.
Right.
And
I understand.
Hey, James, I know how you can get in touch with somebody in this country that you have no idea where they are. You get Vitatech on your side. She can find anybody.
Who?
Oh, yeah. Vitatech. Yeah, for folks wondering that, it's one of our staunch
listeners
here onto the show. One of the many of our staunch listeners here on the show. She's something else.
She used to do it for a living.
Wow.
Oh, yeah?
And she found the person that stole my dog. And
wow.
I was just flabbergasted. I'm like, okay, well, you can try to find her. And I'm like, yeah, right. And then,
wow, you guys aren't even
sure
in
enough,
the same
she
state,
called,
right?
She starts calling me with stuff that she found. And I couldn't believe it. But anyway, you might want to get
in
touch
with
her.
Well, I'll tell you what, James, I've got her email. I've got her email address, and we've got contact information. We'll have to do that. Maybe that'll help you out.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be really nice. Like I said, this whole show. Wow, I mean, I think as men, we can kind of compartmentalize our emotions sometimes,
mm-hmm.
And then something comes along and kind of wakes you up.
What you think? You don't want to go the rest of your life without seeing her.
Well, yeah, and you know, and maybe that was, I don't know, gosh, it's hard for me to talk right now. I'm just, man, I don't very often even get close to even having a tear come to my eye, but it's hard for me to even think about it. You know, so in that, I'd have to say thank you, because you kind of woke up something in me that had just kind of been stuffed away in there. And so, you know, just know that, you know, as unexpected as it was to both of us, you know, your daughter has touched two more lives. And, you know, I don't even know what else to say. You know, I just...
Well, I certainly learned something new about you, James. I didn't even know you were going through that. I'm sorry, man, that, you know, that I didn't know that. I hope that works out, because, I mean, I got, you know, I've got my daughter, and, you know, try to, you know, do what I can to maintain the, and we do, we have a close relationship at this point. I mean, she's very headstrong too. I be honest, I get concerned sometimes that, you know, maybe when she's older and gets more of, you know, more independence, that, you know, I may face some kind of conflict like that myself. But, which, you know, that's, I don't know. But as I say, which we try to, at least I know I try to vulcanize myself, and I purposely use that word, you know. People here know, you know, I'm a big Star Trek fan, so, you know, I'd rather be a Vulcan, you know, but, yeah, you laugh, Cindy, you know, that's true. Find a choice between staying human being Vulcan, I think a Vulcan. But, yeah, I'm a big geek. But anyway.
I don't know that I've ever heard that saying before. I've vulcanized myself. I mean, that's,
yeah, there
that's
you go. Try to vulcanize myself,
thought.
Yeah. You know.
But, James,
but I think, you know, go ahead, Cindy.
This is Crystal, James.
Oh, Crystal.
We will definitely pray. Me and my husband will pray for you, and also my church. I will ask for them to pray for you. And I'm not sure what your belief is, if you're a Christian, if you believe in the word or not. I pray you do. But if there's anything else I can give you, there is a word that we learned at the word believe. It stands for, because Emmanuel is, I expect victory every time. And my husband and I, we pray every morning and every night, and we end our prayer with that. And the other thing that I have learned is there is power in your tongue. And I kind of touched on it earlier that you never know the impact we can have on a person's life. And with my personal Facebook page, I try to be motivational and positive, and, again, just spreading the good news. If there's anything that you can take away from this, is every day just speak upon your life that there is restoration with your daughter. And whenever something comes up that contradicts that, rebuke it. Don't let other people... say that, well, you know, she's never going to call you. No, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I firmly believe that restoration can happen. And the reason I believe this is because we were where you are right now with Kelsey. We were there. Had Kelsey died 4 weeks prior to when she did, things would probably be a whole lot different in our life. As far as the type of memories we have, I didn't go into this, and I'm going to elaborate if it's okay a little bit, Robert.
The
weekend before Kelsey died was an absolute gift from God. Again, Kelsey's death, in my opinion, in my belief, didn't take God by surprise. And he gave not only her dad and myself a great weekend with her, but he gave her mom and her stepdad a great weekend with her. And the Sunday before she died, she was at our house all day long. And it was just a true blessing. And it was, again, more evidence that
our old Kelsey was coming back because, again, with teenagers, they sometimes have that attitude. And she didn't have that. She was joking and having a good time. And it was just a true gift from God, and if nothing else, for her father, because he got to spend some great time with her. I got to spend some great time with her. And I'm speaking right now into your life that you have restoration with your daughter. I don't know when, but I am believing. And if you believe with me, Dame, because God says we're two or more, that it's going to happen.
I'll be in agreement with you, honey.
Pray, amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Well, thank you.
And I know that I'm sure Brandon and Vernon's probably still listening, and my husband's listening, and they're all agreeing with me too. So there is power in prayer, and there is power in speech. And just remember that, James, and I'm serious. If someone tries to come up and say something bad about your relationship, just rebuke it. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and don't accept it upon your life. You don't have to accept it. Soapbox.
That's okay.
You know,
but real quick, let me interject, folks, is that I just want to bring in the quote from Holly here from the chat. And she put, and I heard my mom used to say stuff like this, and said, let go and let God, pray, tell God everything. He wants to hear it all, the good and the bad, give it on to him. Go ahead, James.
Oh, no, I just, I feel fortunate that, you know, that I actually do, you know, have faith. I mean, I've, for a very long time, I didn't. And just in the last, 3 years, you know, that changed. I mean, I went most of my life very much at odds with anything that you know, faith related or God related. I mean, it's like I always believe in God, but at least that's what I would tell myself, you know. But I never really did anything to show it. Now, I certainly didn't share it with anybody, and you know. But fortunately for me, you know, that, you know, 3 years ago that changed. And you know, sometimes I think that, you know, maybe this whole thing with my daughter is just, you know, some sort of a test, you know, to put me through something to see if I'll continue to have faith, even though, you know, you've got a lot of, I guess the word would be, you know, fair weather Christians that as soon as anything bad comes along, you know, they give up. And they blame everything on God and say, well, it's, you know, he can't be real or he wouldn't have let this happen to me. And, you know, and you know, fortunately, you know, it's amazing when you actually do have, you know, real faith in you guys. Wow. I mean, you know, with what you've been through, you know, you're blessed with great faith. And that's, you know, that's a gift. And it makes me feel good to see that, you know, in a world like we live in today, that there's people like you out there. And, you know, it's, it's a heck of a night for me. I mean, I can't even imagine what it's like for you and what it's been like for you. Really, I mean, I just, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And then again, it's nothing that Crystal Barger's done. It's everything that God done, that God has done through us, for us, and through Kelsey's life. Because if it was me, I couldn't do it. It's all God, and I will always believe that, you know, through Him I can do all things. And it's the strength that He gives me and our family to go on. Not that we don't have our bad days, because we do. And we have our moments. It'll be fine, and then all of a sudden you hear a song or you hear something.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
My husband and I was actually in Kentucky going to a birthday party, and we had pulled off to get a snack, and here comes this girl walking down the street, and it pretty much could have been Kelsey's twin. Built like her, haircut, kind of dressed like her, and it was just one of those moments that it's like, oh, wow. And
yeah.
And then you're fine. But again, it's all God. Can I bring up something here?
Certainly, Cindy. Go ahead. But first, real quick, I just want to let folks know that there's only about 14 minutes left of live time. However, for those who are familiar with the show, and this is information for those who aren't, we do have an extended period that we can use, and that gives us an extra about an hour afterwards. We don't have to take up the whole time, but we do have it for us available. However, you cannot hear it on the line if you are listening to the show without being called in. So if you want to, if we do go into the extended period, which I think we may for at least a little bit, then if you want to hear that, then call at 347-945-7428 so that you can listen in. And, of course, if you'd like to chime in, hit 1 on your number dial. But also, if I don't get the chance later, I want to thank everyone for coming into the show. And, of course, if you cannot, because of the time, come in and listen to the extended version. You can hear the rest of the show when the archive is available immediately when the show ends. So if you'd like to listen, as I said, 347-945-7428. And also either tonight or tomorrow, it would be great if you can check out the Kelsey Rae Project on Facebook. It just put Kelsey, K-E-L-S-I-E, and then Rae, R-A-E, in the search engine there on Facebook, and, of course, Project as well, to check out their site, give it a like, and go from there, and then get more information on it. And, of course, just definitely check out the Bard's Logic political website as well at www.bardslogicpoliticaltalk.com. Yeah, it does have a little bit of updating that needs to be done, but we'll also get some new links on there as well. So go ahead, Cindy. Thank you for indulging me and letting me get that out for the folks who may want to listen into the extended version. Go ahead, Cindy.
Oh, no, you have to do that. That's cool. I just wanted to bring into perspective another aspect of, people dying, people suffering, even though they're Christians, even though they may not have done anything wrong. I'm a person who is affiliated with Be a Voice Network. It's an offshoot of I never use this word anymore. It's the Martyrs, the Voice of the Martyrs, and I'm always getting their bulletins and trying to spread the word about our brothers and sisters in foreign nations are being persecuted every day in ways that haven't been so ever before since there was Christianity, since the first Christians were persecuted. There's more Christians being killed, tortured, jailed, tossed out of their families, tossed out of their jobs today in recent years than there have been in all of time combined, or in all of all since Jesus was walking here on the earth combined. And it's hard for us to put that into perspective, the numbers of Christians who are at risk right now and the ones who are suffering, because we live in a free country where we're allowed to, well, at least so far, we're allowed to worship. I believe that we're fast losing that, but for right now we are. And so we haven't had to face suffering like they do over there. And, for us to lose special loved ones to us, it brings us to that point where these people are all the time, where you have to come to grips with, yes, people suffer. Yes, you can suffer. I can suffer. Christians suffer. Non-Christians suffer. All because of the choice of Adam and Eve. But we can't really blame them because all of us had a choice also. We all had a choice at some time in our lives whether we were going to do something wrong or do something right. And according to the Bible, there's not one of us who made that choice correctly every single time. So for us to, we cannot forget, and I think through the sufferings of families like yours and through the sufferings of people who actually lived through, I mean, look at Johnny Erickson Tata. She lived through her nightmare, and she lives with it today, being a quadriplegic, and yet she has a glory on her face and an aura about her of complete peace and joy in Christ. And when you look at the faces of some of these Christians who suffer in other lands, they're actually happy to be suffering. There, I have actually heard Chinese pastors say, if the Chinese church was not persecuted, it would die. And, you know, I'm looking at how the United States church, the church in the United States, has fallen so far away from the Lord. They have compromised with the world in so many areas. And yet, one day, when we come to the place where we are persecuted as they are, it's going to separate the men from the boys. And we're going to know who the true Christians are and who the Sunday morning pew warmers are. And things like this tragedy with Kelsey Ray bring us a little bit sooner to that point, a little bit sooner to that crossroads where we have to decide what are we going to do when it's time for us to suffer. Will we cave? Will we just leave God, blame him for everything, and just wash our hands of him? Or will we be strong in our faith and in fact be stronger still? Will we decide to do something even greater than we were doing before? How are we going to handle that suffering when it comes? And praise the Lord. I think you guys are a model for us to follow, that when suffering does come, you stood the test. You passed the test. The Lord has a crown for you because of that, just as he has a crown for those suffering in Vietnam and Korea and in Russia, China, all over the Muslim countries. They're all receiving a crown, and so are you guys. And so I just wanted to, you know, just encourage you with that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do see, folks, that there's bringing it up again, about 5 minutes of the live portion left. And so at this point, I will leave it up to Crystal on whether she would be able to stay for some of the live time. But I know it is getting late for some folks. So, I mean, if you've got some more time, you'd like to share, Crystal, that'd be fine. We'd appreciate it. But if not, we, of course, understand that as well, because it is the midnight hour here, just about Eastern time. So what do you think, Crystal?
Well, I just really appreciate the opportunity that you have provided for the Kelsey Ray Project and for us to share her story. And again, it's nothing about us.
It's all about spreading the word. And I thank those that have the kind comments and the prayers that have gone up today, especially this evening for me, that I've asked for from my church and my family. And for all those that did tune in and listen, I do appreciate that. And again, I would just, if someone's listening, we are located in the Cincinnati, Ohio area. And if God opens a door that we can come to your church and share her story and share the word of God, we would welcome that opportunity. Again, if anyone would like to donate to the Kelsey Ray Project Scholarship Fund, you can find the details on the Facebook page of the Kelsey Ray Project. And again, just a big thank you to you, Robert, for allowing us opportunity. And again, it's to God be the glory for everything, for every door he has opened, and for the strength that he provides us. Because it's a daily thing that we have to live with. And sometimes, honestly, it doesn't seem real. But in reality, it is very real that she is no longer here on this earth. And just for those of you out there listening, we do covet your prayers as we continue to adjust to this new normal that our family has come to live with. Not that we necessarily have accepted it, but it's a day-by-day process. And and again, to James, if he's still on the line, I meant what I said about the prayers and speaking life upon the situation, that I am believing, and we all are believing with you, that, again, I don't know when, but there will be restoration with your beautiful daughter.
Well, thank you. Some days you just go by and you just wonder if ever, some days are easier than others, and I know you know that far more than I do, thank you again.
Well, you're very welcome.
I also have shared your page. I've got my own Facebook page, and actually, let me click refresh here. Hopefully, you've gotten a few likes and whatnot, and people have gone to take a look at it. Well, not very many yet. I just shared it just a few minutes ago, but we've gotten you a few more likes on the page, and I'll help share awareness of it. And let's hope we can get more people aware of that, and get that out there to even more people.
Yeah, James, share that out with your Overpasses for America folks. That would that'd be great.
Yeah, I've got it on the main page right now. That's where I just shared it to you just a few minutes ago. And it's gotten a few likes, but it's late at night as well. And so I'll go ahead and schedule that again to go up in the morning, and hopefully we can start getting the word for that page out even more, and getting word for, for the Kelsey Ray Project out there even more, and get this story out there. Get that story out there so people know what it's all about, so it can have a positive effect on as many people as we can.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's the least I could do, I wish I could find better words to say, but it's just, like I said, this is kind of kind of uncharted territory for me. Compared to what you're going through, I mean, it's just like, it's like my brain is going off into places I've probably shut myself out from. And if nothing else, what's happened with you has helped me really come to a better understanding of what's important there. And sometimes those things that make you upset just really suddenly aren't all that important anymore. And you know, you know, I'm glad, you know, knowing how my brain is going with all the hypotheticals, you know, I'm glad that you were able to, even though it was only for a month, able to get things reconciled, you know, with Kelsey, you know, for you, you know, I'm sure, I'm quite certain it's days you'll cherish for the rest of your life, and you know, there's that to be thankful for.
Exactly.
And I want to bring in, there's Lisa Baker came into the chat, and we welcome her. Unfortunately, those who are on the chat can no longer hear the live version because they are into the extended version, and she wants to thank everyone for listening to our Kelsey story. And she also puts in, and there were a couple of comments about how do you not get mad or blame God. Bottom line, I feel Kane, Crystal, Kelsey's stepdad, and myself, and I guess this is her mom. Share
Lisa
the same belief.
Is Kelsey's mom.
Yeah, Lisa Bake is Kelsey's mom. And we share the same belief, and she puts, we weren't promised any certain number of years with Kelsey. We were blessed and to be your parents, but more than anything, we know this separation is temporary, and when we have her again, it won't be for 18 years. It will be for eternity. Definitely, it's a touching sentiment. And you know me, I call this Bard's logic for a reason, James. You know that, and so the other folks. But I normally don't go a lot towards the emotional side here on the show, but sometimes it's worth going into. Also, yeah, I just want to mention, you guys talk about Sharon, for those of you who are a part of the Patriot Journalist Network, and folks can find more of the Patriot Journalist Network by going to www.patriotjournalist.com. But join our Twitter team, and also for those folks who are a PJNet member, to put the link out for the Kelsey Ray Project there on Facebook. Put it on your scheduled tweets. If you are a member, do you have scheduled tweets? Where if you are a Twitter user, then you can use that. Use the auto tweet in order to, even while you're not online, you can send out tweets throughout the day just by using that tool that you can find on the patriotjournalist.com to get messages out. And maybe that's something I can talk to the founder of the Patriot Journalist Network, good friend of mine, Mark Prasik, who is also, Crystal, real strong with his Christian faith. And he could show you some of the tools that you may find useful. And if you are a Twitter user, in getting the message out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, well, as I said, unfortunately, those who are in chat can no longer hear it. I know it is getting late, so if we want to wind some things down, we can. And so we've got myself and then James and Cindy, and then Crystal on the line. So here's how we'll do this is at the end of every show, we give the people who are on the line a couple minutes, if we got them, which we have plenty right now, to just give some maybe closing thoughts on the show, and then before I close things out. So we'll go ahead and go to you, Cindy, and then we'll bring it to James, and then you'll have the rest of the floor, Crystal, and then I will proceed to close things out. So, Cindy, go ahead. I mean, we got plenty of time, so there's no limit on what you want to do, so go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to just ask the Bargers to go ahead and put the link to this show on your site, I mean, your Facebook page. I thought I was on it. Now I can't find it. Anyway, put the link to the show on your Facebook page so that people can have a good you did such a good job at the beginning explaining Kelsey's story and all the, you know, stuff that y'all have been through and everything, and you know, to get on the Facebook page and not really know what it's about, you know, it might be less impactful, I guess you want to say. But, oh, there it is. It's on there. Never mind. Okay, so anyway, it's there, and people can hear your story. I don't know. You may have it down farther in the, you know, on the page, too. I haven't scrolled down all that far. But just keep putting it up there, her story, and make sure that everybody that gets on here knows, because I think you're going to see a lot of people are going to be sharing this now. The more you talk about it, the more people are going to be sharing it. And so just keep refreshing it and letting the new people know the whole story and, you know, everything that's going on. And it'll continue to grow, and people's lives will be changed. And that's what it's all about, honey. And you guys just keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Cindy. It's and of course, as always, it's great to have you on the show. As we do, and then next week, next Wednesday, we will have on. Well, I'll do that in my closing out. We'll give a little bit of what's coming up for next week. But go ahead, James.
You know, I hope that this thing, you know, the Kelsey Ray Project just takes off. You know, I hope it becomes something that everybody in America knows what it's about, and you know that that people can learn and appreciate exactly, you know, what happened and what good she has done, you know, to this world. And I'd like to, you know, just really, I'd like to thank you for what you're doing to honor her. I mean, you know, obviously as parents, we would want to do something, you know. But what you've done is really just an amazing thing, and it's fantastic, and thank you. You know, I'm have no doubt at all that Kelsey is looking down and smiling right now, and probably has, you know, some, you know, a tear of joy in her eye right now, and she's always with you. Don't ever forget that.
Well, thank you, James. We appreciate you coming on and definitely sharing with us, because, you know, there's some new things that I've learned myself about you myself, and I really appreciate that. And definitely, you know, let's hope we can all, you know, work together to you know, help each other out, you know, as I said, they're going to, you know, pray for you and things of that nature for your situation, and hopefully we can get some headway. You can get some headway on that, and this just works out, and we can work together. As we say on the Patriot Journalist Network, teamwork. With that being said, Crystal, you have the floor.
Well, again, I just appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight and get her message out and the message of Christ. To be honest with you, I wasn't sure what to expect, and it was quite a blessing for myself. And I appreciate all the kind words that everyone had to say, and for the input of people that did call in. And again, just thank you, Robert. And Cindy, I will take your suggestion and find that link, and not only put it on the Kelsey Ray Project, but Kane and myself and probably her mom, Lisa, will put it on our individual Facebook pages so people can listen in. Okay.
Well, great. Yeah, we really appreciate it. And, you know, get as many people listening as possible. I think there's a lot of good stuff out there that I think will help out, you know, many of the listeners hearing about your story. And hearing the input of what the people who called in and what they had to share as well. But So I want to thank everyone who came in, either whether they called or if they came in and participated in the chat. Well, of course, those who are listening off of Blog Talk Radio as well, listen to the show, whether, of course, live here now or if they listen to the archives. And definitely, once again, bring it up to check out the Kelsey Ray Project on Facebook. Just go to the search engine there and type in Kelsey, spelled K-E-L-S-I-E, and then Ray, R-A-E, Project, and check out the page, give it a like, and maybe share some stories and things of that nature on there. And that'd be appreciated. Of course, check out the Bard's Logic Blog Talk website and check out our Give page, where we'll have some links to some wonderful organizations there as well. And, of course, some political ones, too, because we are a political talk show. But for next week, speaking of politics, we are going to have a Beth Roberts on the show. And she is running for the House of Representatives, for the state representatives in Pennsylvania. So she'll be coming in next week to talk about her campaign. So check that out. And so I will end tonight as I do every night, and that is with the song by Aubrey Ashburn. And you can hear more of Aubrey Ashburn's songs by going to www.aubreyashburn.com. So thanks again, everyone. Have a good night. We look forward to seeing you next week. So have a good week, good night, and take care.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.